好，我们一起先来读一段圣经，是在《生命记》第十一章第八到十七节，我们一起来读。
Let's read the first scripture first, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8 to 17.
所以你们要好，我们一起来读。所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们壮胆，能以进去得你们所要得的那地，并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，那是流奶与蜜之地，你们要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要得去为业的那地，乃是有山有谷雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油，也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神，耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就使天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。好，圣经就念到这里，我们还是有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
好，主，我们感谢你，你实在是照着心中的意念和手中 的巧妙 来带领你的儿女。
Lord, we thank you. You guide us by the skillfulness of your hands and your goodwill of your heart.
你在我们身上有何等大的荣耀的旨意。
You have the glorious will on us.
我们是你蒙你眷顾的儿女。
We are the children cared for by you.
我们在凡事上我们都可以来仰望你。
So that we can look to you on all things.
你在在一路上都带领我们，叫我们能够进入你荣耀的旨意里。
You guide us all the way into your glorious will.
求主赐给我们有一颗谦卑顺服的心，好像我们能够跟上你的脚步。
May you give us the hearts of humility and obedience so that we can follow up your footsteps.
做蒙你眷顾的儿女。
And to be the children are cared for by you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
在两个月前，我们全家到德州中部的 Enchanted Rock 州立公园去露营。
Two months ago, our family went camping to a state park in the middle of Texas, Enchanted Park, Enchanted Rock.
到了晚上，夜幕徐徐的落下。
When the night falls,
我坐在帐篷前的躺椅上，享受着深山里面旷野里的宁静。
I was sitting in the chair outside the tent, the tent, and enjoying the tranquility of the mountain.
我仰望星空，那是一个晴朗没有月光的夜晚。
I look up at the starry sky. That was a clear sky, clear night without moonlight.
深夜的天空，好像一张浩瀚、深邃、无边无际的黑绒布。
The dark sky was like a vast and boundless black velvet covering the firmament.
无尽的璀璨的星星，好像晶莹剔透的无数的宝石镶嵌在其上。
Countless shining stars were like numerous clear crystal precious stones studded the velvet.
在这个穹苍的中间，这个中央是银河，浩瀚。壮观美丽的银河。
In the midst of the firmament was a beautiful and a magnificent galaxy.
然后
好像仿佛是一条悬在空中的天空之中的叫银色的河。
Was like a silver, like a bright silver river hanging in the sky.
又像一条巨大的瀑布，从这个穹苍的，从天际的一边延伸到另外一边。
So also like a giant fall, stretching from one side, of the sky to the other.
我看到这浩瀚无垠的星空。
I'm looking at the vast starry sky.
我心中不禁感叹造物主的伟大。
I marveled at the greatness of the Creator.
我突然想到，在大约3000多年前，大卫当他在旷野里做牧羊人的时候，他看到的也是同样的星空。
I was thinking about that, 3000 years ago, David was looking, gazing upon the same sky.
当大卫回想这美丽的星空的时候，圣灵感动他。写下诗篇第8:3.
When David was gazing upon the sky, the Holy Spirit inspired him to write Psalm 8.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟眷顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
创造浩瀚无垠的宇宙万物的造物主，伟大的神。
This great God, who is the creator of the universe.
他竟然眷顾像微尘一般的渺小的我。
He cares for someone like me, who is as trivial as dust.
这是何等的奇妙，何等浩大的恩典。
What is great, what is an amazing and great grace.
然后过了半夜，不知道什么时候起了北风。
After the midnight, the north wind came. The north wind came.
山谷里面狂风大作，我在睡梦中被惊醒。
And the wind was howling in the valley, I was startled to awake from my sleep.
我听到帐篷外面一阵一阵的狂风的呼啸声。
I was listening to the bounds of howling north wind.
然后我看到这帐篷剧烈的摇晃，好像随时都有可能会倒塌，被风卷走似的。
The tent was shaking violently and seemed ready to collapse and blown away.
然后我就想到诗篇第一篇第四节。
And I thought about Psalm 1 verse 4.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
那我会不会像糠秕一样被风吹散呢？
Am I like the chaff which the wind drives away?
如果按照神公义的标准，我应该像恶人一样被风吹散，归于无有。
According to the standard of God's righteousness, I might be like the ungodly, driven away by the wind.Come to nothing.
但是感谢主，我是蒙恩的儿女，我已经被主救赎了。
Praise the Lord, I am a children saved by grace. I was saved by the Lord.
主不算为有罪的，是有福的人。
Blessed is he to whom the Lord should not impute sin.
我既然是神的儿女，被神称为义，我就不应该像糠秕一样被风吹散吧。
Now that I am the children of God and justified by God.I might not be like the ungodly, the chaff driven away by wind.
所以我一想到这，我心里面就踏实。
When I thought about this, I rested assured.
但是我又突然想，那我会不会是恶仆人呢？
But then I thought about, am I an evil servant?
这里可是说，恶人乃像糠秕，被风吹散。
Here it says the ungodly are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
所以这么一想呢，我心里面有一点担心。
Now when I thought about this, I started to worry.
就这样，我一会儿踏实，一会儿又担心，然后就睡着了。
Then I fell asleep, wearying between rest and worry.
然后等我再一睁眼，帐篷外面已经阳光灿烂，微风徐徐。
Then I woke up. Outside there was bright sunshine and gentle breeze.
哦，又是美好的一天。
Another beautiful day.
昨天晚上那个让人心生畏惧的狂风啊，好像仿佛就没有发生过一样。
The terrible wind the night before was like it never happened.
哦，我又可以哈利路亚赞美主。
And I can praise the Lord again, hallelujah.
你看我这个小小的经历啊，是不是很像我们人生中的常常有的经历呢
？Is my experience like our usual experience in our life? In our life.
当风平浪静、环境平顺的时候，我们很容易看着璀璨的星空，或者迎着灿烂的阳光。Hallelujah, 赞美主。
When everything goes well, it's very easy for us to look at the starry sky or the bright sunshine and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
哦，何等伟大的神呢？多么眷顾我们。
How great our God is, and He cared for me.
哦，他这样爱我，我要一生跟从他，赞美他。
He loves me so much, and I will follow Him all my life and praise Him.
然而，当我们落在一个不平顺的环境里面。落在难处里面的时候
But when we encounter difficulties
甚至当我们落在那个困苦艰难之中的时候
Or if we have some adversities in our life
那我们可能就心中就有一些疑惑神还眷顾我吗
We may doubt that God, does God still care for me?
落在这样的难处中神难道在乎我吗
With this much adversities, God still looks after me?
还是我实在是太糟糕了，神不愿意眷顾我。
Or am I so bad that God is not willing to care for me?
这是人真实的情形。
It is our true condition.
就像在马拉基书第一章里面，以色列人他们当时的情形。
Just like the situation of the Israelites in Malachi chapter 1.
神说：“我曾爱你们。”
God said, "I have loved you."
但是神的百姓的回应是什么呢？
But the children of God said,
他们说你在何事上爱我们
In what way have you loved us?
我们常常被环境所左右以我们自己的感受作为神是否眷顾我们的标准
Oftentimes we are affected by our circumstances and we judge if whether God cares for us based on our own feelings.
在《生命记》十一章十二节，神应许他的眼目从岁首到年终，时时的看顾我们。
Deuteronomy chapter 12, God says, the eyes of the Lord God is on us from the beginning to the very end of the year."
这里中文说时常，这个翻译不是很准确，应该说时时。
The Chinese translation says often, but it's not very accurate. It should be always.
英文说 always 这是准确的翻译
always is accurate
也就是说神对他的应许之地迦南美地的眷顾是从来不会有间断的
that is to say the care of God on the promised land is ceaseless
我们知道迦南美地是预表主耶稣丰盛的生命
we know the promised land, land Canaan represents the abundant life of our Lord Jesus
所以有主的生命在我们的里面，我们是住在主里。
So we have the Lord, the life of our Lord in us. So we abide in the Lord.
我们既住在主里，神的眷顾就从来不会间断，不会挪移。
If we abide in the Lord, the care of God will never move.
我们蒙爱的儿女，我们实在是需要认识神是何等的眷顾我们。
As beloved children, we should know that how God cared for us.
我们又当怎样的回应神的眷顾，做蒙神眷顾的儿女
？And how do we respond to the care of God and to be the children cared for by God?
好像我们能够以感恩的心住在主里，能够蒙神真实的蒙神的眷顾。
So that we can abide in the Lord with a grateful heart and cared for by God.
那我们做蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们首先我们需要认识神是怎样的眷顾我们。
To be the children cared for by God, first we should know how God cares for us.
这个认识不是根据我们自己的感觉，不是根据我们所处的环境。
This knowledge is not based on our circumstances or our feelings.
这个认识乃是在信心里面经过属灵的通过属灵的经历所结出的果子。
This knowledge is a fruit born by our through our spiritual experience by faith.
在《生命记》十一章十四到十五节，他 他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油，也必使你吃得饱足，并使田野为你的牲畜长草。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 14. Then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, and you may eat and be filled.
神眷顾他的儿女，首先是彰显在他供应儿女的需要上，他顾念我们的需要。
God cares for His children. The first manifestation is that He cares for our needs.
神是按时赐下秋雨春雨，让我们可以得，可以丰收五谷、新酒和油。
God gives us the rain in its season so that we can gather our grain, wine, and oil.
所以我们看见啊，神供应我们是按照他的时间，是应时的供应。
So we know the provision of God is according to His appointed time. It's timely.
神所预定的时间不见得是我们所求的时间。
But the time appointed by God is not at all necessarily according to our time.
事实上，很多的时候都不是我们心思意念里面所想到的时间，甚至与我们所想的相反。
Oftentimes it is not the time that we thought about and even contrary to our times.
但是神的供应总是应时的，不早也不晚。
But God's provision is always timely, not early nor late.
在迦南地，每年的十月份，秋雨降下就滋润田地。
In the land of Canaan, every October, the early rain comes down and moisturizes the soil.
当土壤湿润以后，以色列民就可以开耕田地，播撒种子。
When the field was moisturized and the Israelites can plow the field and sow the seed.
到了来年的二三月份，春雨降下，庄稼就成熟了。
And then next February or March, the latter rain came and the crops will be ready for harvest.
当庄稼成熟以后，雨水就止息了，
神
的百姓就可以收割。
And then the latter rain stopped. Then the children of Israelites can harvest.
然后神的百姓就可以进入安心、耐心的等候十月份下一次秋雨的到来。
And then the children of God will rest and wait patiently for next October, the next early rain.
那么我们可以来想见一下，当神的百姓以色列民他们刚刚进入神的应许之地迦南美地的时候，他们还不熟悉，他们可能还不熟悉那里的节气。
We can imagine that when the children of Israel first entered into the land of Canaan, they were not very familiar with its season.
那在头几年啊，也许在他们的头脑里面，他们所熟悉的还是从他们父辈那里所告诉他们的埃及的节气。
In the first few years, they were still cling to their tradition from Egypt.
那埃及地的节气是和我们中国人所熟悉的是一样的，就是春天去种，春天播种，然后秋天收割。
The season of Egypt is just like our Chinese seasons. We sow in the spring and harvest in autumn.
那当他们在四月到九月这样一个将近半年的那个旱季，天上不降雨的时间里面。
So during the time the dry season of between April and September.
那他们会不会心里面有焦虑呢？
Were they anxious?
那他们心里面会不会心生怀疑啊？这到底是不是神要带我们进入的迦美之地？
Did they doubt that is this truly the land, the promise, the good land of the promise?
同样的，今天我们有的时候对神的定规不清楚。
In the same way, today sometimes we are not familiar with God's way.
虽然我们不怀疑神能够供应我们。
Although we do not doubt that God will provide for us.
但是呢，我们总觉得好像神的应许成就好像迟迟的没有回应我们的祷告。
But we often feel that God's answering is always late.
那似乎神的应许成就迟到了。
Is that truly that the promise of God is late?
但是事实上，神的应许成就从来就不会迟到。
But in fact, God's promise will never be late.
迟到的常常是我们的信心啊。
But it is our faith that often late.
我们的信心常常是神的应许成就了，已经成为眼见了才会出现。
Our faith will only show itself when we see with our eyes that God has already promised.
所以我们的信心常常是迟到的信心。
So our faith are often the belated faith.
神不仅按时供应我们的需要，神赐给我们的也正是我们所真正所需要的。
Not only does God give us according to His time.And also, He gave us what we actually need.
神没有直接的赐给以色列民五谷、新酒和油。
God didn't give the Israelites directly the grain and the wine and the oil.
神所赐下的乃是秋雨、春雨之福。
What God gave was the early and latter rain in its season.
神的百姓要辛勤的耕耘，去得着五谷、新酒和油。
Children of God need to farm diligently in order to gather the grain, the wine, and the oil.
而且神所赐的也正是我们所够用的。
And what God has given us is sufficient.
十五节这里说到，神也必使你吃得饱足。
And in verse 15 it says, and you may eat and be filled.
所以神所赐的不多也不少，正好够我们所需用。
So what God has given us is sufficient.
神实在是知道我们真实的需要。
God knows what we truly need.
很多的时候我们自己都不知道我们真实的需要是什么，也不知道我们需要多少。
Oftentimes we do not know what exactly we need or how much.
但是感谢主，神知道。
But praise the Lord, He knows.
有时候我们想，神既然这么爱我，这么眷顾我，为什么不直接赐给我们五谷、新酒和油？为什么要让我在这地上汗流浃背、辛苦劳作，受这么多苦？
Oftentimes we ask, if God loves me so much, and why did He just give me wine and oil and grain, wine and oil? Why do I have to labor with sweat and suffer so much?
神若愿意，他可以赐给我们一切所求的。
If God willing, He will give all we need.
但是神实在是知道人的软弱。
But God knows our weaknesses.
他实在知道我们这个人实在是非常的容易被我们轻易得到的恩惠所败坏了。
He knows that we are easily corrupted by the blessings that we get so easily.
就像诗篇106篇15节所说到的以色列民的光景。
Just like Psalm 106 verse 15, the situation of Israelites then.
神把他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱了，这心灵是浑的。
And God gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
他们的心思意念被轻易所得到的恩惠所败坏了。
And that their soul was corrupted by the blessings that so easily received.
所以感谢神，神很多时候没有把我们所求的赐给我们。
Praise the Lord, many times God did not give us what we request.
他不要我们把这个世界的法则带到对他的信靠之中。
He does not want us to apply the law of the world into trusting Him.
他赐给我们的秋雨、春雨，正是我们真正的所需啊。
The early rain and latter rain that given by Him is exactly what we need.
神把以色列民带入迦南美地，把应许之地赐给他们。
When God led the Israelites into the land of Canaan and gave them the land of the promise.
实在是不是因为以色列人的义？
It was not because of the righteousness of the Israelites.
乃是因着神不变的拣选啊。
It was the unchanging election of God.
因为他要在神的子民的身上成就救赎的计划。
It's because God will accomplish His plan of salvation on his children.
他要把神的百姓带入他永恒的旨意之中。
He wanted to lead his children into his eternal will.
同样的, 今天我们蒙神的眷顾, 不是我们有什么好。
The same way, today we are cared for by God. It's not because of how good we are.
不是我们配得神的眷顾。
It's not because we deserve.
神眷顾我们, 实在是因着神要把我们带入他永恒的旨意之中。
God cares for us. It's because that He wants to lead us into His internal will.
为着这个缘故, 神常常不是照着我们所想要的时间和结果来眷顾我们。
For this reason, oftentimes God did not care for us according to our time or the result we desire.
因为神不仅是眷顾，顾念我们外面肉身的需要。
Not only did God care for our physical needs.
他更加的顾念我们属灵生命成长的需要。
He cares more about our spiritual needs.
所以他赐给我们宝贵的话语，好像我们能够留意听从所吩咐的诫命。
He gave us His precious word, just like in verse 13, so that we can listen obediently to His commandments.
神要我们留心听从他的话语。 能够明白他的旨意,
to listen obediently to His commandments and know His will.
他要我们活在他旨意的, 能够活在他实际的旨意之中,
so that we can live in the reality of His will.
而且更加宝贵的是,
and more precious,
他把我们, 他为着把我们带入他永恒的旨意之中,
in order to lead us into His internal will,
神把他的独一的爱子为我们舍了。
He gave His only begotten Son for us.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
基督耶稣舍命流血的爱，实在是神眷顾的，眷顾我们这些神的儿女的明证。
The saving love of Christ Jesus is the manifest evidence of God's care for us.
基督的爱激励我们来爱他，来尽心尽意的来侍奉神。
The love of Christ compels us so we can love God and serve Him with all our heart and our soul.
他要叫我们的属灵生命不断的成长，能够活出神儿子丰盛的生命。
So that our spiritual life will grow continually and live out the life of the Son of God.
好叫我们能够与他荣耀的旨意相配。
So that we can be worthy of His glorious will.
所以神眷顾我们这些儿女们。
So God cares for His children.
他顾念我们的需要，他要把我们带入他永恒的旨意之中。
He cares for our needs and He will lead us into His internal will.
那我们蒙眷顾的儿女，我们当有怎样的回应呢？
And how do we respond?
我们当有怎样的回应，可以活在真实的活在他的眷顾之中？
How do we respond in order to truly live in His care?
我们蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们首先要脱离埃及的相式。
First, we should we should leave the pattern of the Egypt.
在申命记11章10到11节，
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 10 to 11，
你要进去得为业的那地，本不像你出来的埃及地，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。
For the land into which you are entering to possess it is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it by your foot like a vegetable garden. But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven.
这一段如果大家看英文的话，能够更清楚一些，就不会有歧义。
It's not as ambiguous if you look at if you read in English.
就是讲到你在那里跟撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样，是说他们在埃及的情形。
It was talking about the condition of the Israelites when they were in Egypt to sow their seed and water it by their foot like a vegetable garden.
埃及人耕种，他们依靠的是尼罗河。
Egyptians when they farm they rely on the Nile.
因为每一年尼罗河开春的时候就泛滥两岸。
So every spring, in the beginning of a spring, the Nile will overflow the banks.
田土被滋润以后，埃及人就可以开耕撒种了。
And then the Egyptian will start to plow and seed and sow the seed.
那平常呢，他们是用脚去踩水车，以尼罗河的水来浇灌。
And they use their foot to operate a water wheel, to draw water from the Nile for irrigation.
所以埃及人耕种是不依靠天上降雨的。
So the Egyptians do not rely on the rain from the heaven in order to farm.
他们只需要眼目盯着尼罗河。
All they need to do is to fix their eyes on the Nile.
他们所盯着的是地上的尼罗河的供应。
And they fix their eyes on the provision of the Nile on the earth.
那同样都是种地。但是神的百姓在迦南地是需要离弃埃及地的样式。
When the children of God, the children of God need to leave this pattern of Egyptians when they are in the land Canaan.
他们要脱离埃及地的节气，他们所熟悉的节气。
They need to forsake the seasons that they were familiar in Egypt.
因为迦南地，神的应许之地，它。乃是雨水滋润之地。
Because the promised land was a land watered by the rain of heaven.
神的百姓乃是仰望神从天上而降的甘露。
The children of God look to the rain from heaven from God.
当神从天上降下春雨之后，他们就可以开耕了。
After God sent the early rain from
秋雨，他们。神降下秋雨，他们就可以开耕。
After God sent the early rain from heaven, they will start to plow and sow.
降下春雨，他们就庄稼就成熟，他们就可以收割。
And the latter rain will ripen the crops and they can start to harvest.
所以神的百姓乃是眼目望天啊。
So the children of God need to look to the heaven.
他们不再依靠地上的供应。
They will no longer rely on the provision of the earth.
他们是依靠神的怜悯和恩惠。
They rely on the mercy and the grace of God.
同样的，今天我们活在神的眷顾之中的属神的儿女。
So today, as children who live, who are cared by God, cared for by God.
我们要离弃世界的风俗，脱离世界的样式。
We need to forsake the tradition and pattern of the world.
这个关键就是在于我们的眼目在哪里。
The key is that where our eyes are.
我们的眼目若是定睛在这个地上，注重的是这个地上的供应的话。
If we fix our eyes on the world and on the provision of the world.
那我们所依靠的。就是这个世界的法则和能力。
And what we trust is the law of the principle and might of the world.
那我们的眼目若是望天，我们所仰望的乃是神的恩惠和怜悯。
If we fix our eyes on up in the heavens, we trust in God's blessing and His power.
那我们所仰望的就是神的供应。
We look to God's provision.
比如说，同样就是做一份工作。
For example, like if you are doing, if you have a job.
那我们在信主前，我们所遵循的乃是世界的法则和定规。
Before you believe in the Lord, you follow the principle of the world.
我们依靠自己的能力、智慧和技巧。
We rely on our own ability, wisdom, or skill.
我们眼目所注重的是这个地上的供应。
What we we just focus on the provision of the earth.
这就像埃及人盯着尼罗河注重地上的供应一样。
Just like the Egyptians fix their eyes on the Nile or the provision of the earth.
信主以后，我们蒙恩的儿女，我们仍然还是要做这份工作。
After we believe in the Lord as children, who are saved by grace, we're still working.
但是我们的眼目不再是定睛在这个地上的供应。
But our eyes is not on the provision of the earth.
我们乃是仰望神属天的恩惠。
We look to the heavenly blessing of God.
就像以色列民仰望秋雨春雨之福一样。
Just like the Israelites look to the blessing of the early and latter rain.
因为我们知道我们的工作乃是神的恩惠。
Because we know our job is a blessing of God.
我们做工的能力智慧都是从神而来。
And our ability, our wisdom for work all come from God.
神不仅是借着工作来供应我们肉身的需要，
God provide for our physical needs by our work, by our jobs，
更是借着工作来磨去我们旧人的里面的一些棱棱角角。
Also God is shaping and mold us and, by our work，
可以让我们来学习，当我们面临一些取舍的时候，
So that we can learn when we, before we make decisions，
我们能够学习凡事尊主为大，向主尊心。
We may learn how to magnify the Lord and be faithful to Him.
能够学习信心的功课。
And learn the lesson of faith.
这是我们真实的需要。
This is our true need.
蒙神眷顾的儿女，既脱离了世界的样式，就必须进入基督生命新造的样式。
Children of God cared for by God, and after we left the old pattern of the world, we must enter into the new pattern of the life of Christ.
就正如以色列民他们脱离了埃及的辖制，就一定要进入迦南地，神的应许之地。
Just like the Israelites, after they were delivered from the bondage of the Egyptians, they have to enter into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
在生命记十一章第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 8.
你说到，所以你们要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你们壮胆，能以进去得你们所要得的那地。
You shall therefore keep every commandment which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and take possession of the land into which you are about to cross to possess it.
要得得神的应许之地。神的百姓需要起来征战。
In order to possess the land, the promised land, the children of God need to rise up and fight.
而征战的得胜的关键就在于能不能遵守神的一切诫命。
The key that if they can win the battles are, that if they can, follow the commandment of God or not.
当以色列民进入迦南地之后，他们所面对的迦南七族不同各样不同的敌人。
After Israelites went into the land of Canaan, they encountered the seven nations of Canaanites.
他们所面对不同的环境，有山有谷，有平原，不同的环境。
They encountered various environments. There were hills and valley and plain.
但是我们看以色列人征战的历史啊。
But if you look at the history of the Israelites,
那我们会发现，无论面对怎样的敌人，无论处于什么样的环境
，no matter what kind of enemies or environments that the Israelites encountered,
当以色列民他们遵守神的诫命，他们就刚强壮胆，神与他们同在，他们就征战得胜。
When the Israelites keep the commandments of the Lord, they were strong and able to win the battle.
那什么时候他们忘记了神的应许和诫命，他们随从自己的心思意念的时候
？When they forgot about the commandment of God and gone astray,
他们就胆怯，他们失败。
And they will become timid and they will fail.
当加勒带领犹大族去攻打希伯伦的时候
，When Caleb led the tribe of Judah and to fight to attack Hebron.
他们所面对的是建在山上的高大坚固的城墙希伯伦。
They faced the great and fortified city on the mountain in Hebron.
在城墙里面是高大的巨人亚纳族。
Inside of the fortified city were the Anakim, the giants.
但是加勒专心仰望主，他坚信神的应许不会改变。
But Caleb held fast to God, and he believed that the promise of God will not change.
神就与他的同在，他就带领百姓赶出仇敌，得着希伯伦为业。
And God was with them, and he led his people drove out the enemies and inherit the Hebron.
但是到了后来，当以色列民他们要去平面对平原的的腓力士人的时候。
But later, when the children of Israelites, when they faced the Philistines on the plain,
他们却忘记了神的应许。
And they forgot about the promise of God.
他们惧怕平原的仇敌的铁车。
They feared the iron chariots of the enemies.
他们不敢起来与腓力士人征战。
They dare not to rise up to fight.
以至于沿海的平原就成了他们的未得之地。
Then those plains by the seashore were become their unpossessed land.
而那些没有被赶出的迦南人，最后就成了他们肋下的荆棘。
Those Canaanites that was not driven out became the thorns in their sides.
哎，以色列人的经历常常也是我们的经历。
And the experience of the children of Israel are similar to our experiences.
在艰难的环境的里面，如果我们能够更多、更紧密的依靠神。
In difficult circumstances, if we can hold fast to the Lord and cling to the Lord.
我们仰望神的话语，坚信他的应许。
And look to the word of God and trust in His promise.
我们就能够经历得胜。
And we will win the victory.
我们就能够像以色列人面对那个高大坚固的希伯伦城墙那样子，赶出仇敌，在神的征战中得胜。
We will win the battles like the Israelites facing the fortified city in Hebron.
但是当我们有时候面对那个平顺的环境的时候
，But when our circumstances are smooth,
优越的工作。富足的生活，顶尖的学区。
A decent job and an affluent life and for the top school districts.
这些让人羡慕的福气，有的时候若是我们不警醒，就会成为仇敌的铁车。
Those seemingly admirable blessings, if we do not beware, those become the iron chariots of the enemy.
让我们忘记了神话语的警戒。难住我们进入神的旨意。
We may forget about it, an admonition of the word of God, and we may not enter into His will.
在以弗所书六章十二节。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的。以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
我们这些属神的、蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们所面对的征战，是与管辖这个幽暗世界的仇敌征战。
As children cared for by God, what our warfare is against the powers and the world forces of this darkness.
仇敌常常是借着我们里面的就是老亚当的肉体的生命来恐吓、来欺骗、来辖制我们。
The enemies often threaten or deceive or enslave us through our old life.
仇敌在艰难的环境里面恐吓我们。
The enemies will threaten us in our difficulties.
他欺骗我们，叫我们只凭我们的眼见，不凭我们的信心。
He deceives us so that we only walk by eyesight, not by faith.
他叫我们被周围的艰难动摇我们向着神的信心。
By the difficulties we encountered, he shakes our faith.
以至于我们软弱，不能够征战。
So that we are so weak to, or too weak to fight.
但若是艰难的环境不能够打倒我们的话，
But if the difficulties cannot, is not able to strike us down,
他就用贫顺的环境来辖制我们。
And he will enslave us with the smooth circumstances.
肉体的在安逸中，就好像那个平原上仇敌的铁车一样，在我们的里面更容易作王来辖制我们。
The flesh at ease was just like the enemy's iron chariot, and will easily ensnare us and reign in us.
我们实在是需要紧紧地依靠神的话语。
We should cling to the word of God.
认识仇敌的诡计啊。
And recognize the scheme of the enemy.
蒙爱的儿女，我们要时刻警醒起来征战。
Our children, beloved children, need to rise up and beware.Continually and rise up to fight.
我们才能够得着神给我们的应许的属灵的产业。
So that we can possess the spiritual inheritance promised by God.
在这新的一年开始的时候，我们蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们都要问一问我们自己。
In the beginning of the new year, every beloved children should ask ourselves a question.
在我的里面有哪一块未得之计？在2025年，我们可以靠着神的话语去征战、去得着的。
Is there any unpossessed land in us, for us to fight and possess in this new year through obedience to God's word?
也许是夫妻关系中学习舍己。
Maybe to learn to deny ourselves in marriage life.
也许是。孩子教养中更多属灵的引导。
Maybe that's more as to follow the spiritual guidance in raising the children.
也许是在工作中放胆的见证神。
Or to boldly testify for the Lord in our workplaces.
也许是脱离我们里面不讨神喜悦的一些习性嗜好。
Or to be set free from our habits or hobbies that displease God.
也许是对神话语的渴慕。
Maybe to be more desired for the word of God.
也许是在教会中能够更多的活出基督的谦卑。
Or to live out the humility of Christ more in church.
我放眼看，在我们的放眼而看，我们在我们的生命中，实在是有许多的未得之地啊。
If we lift up our eyes, and there are indeed many unpossessed land in our life.
蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们需要紧紧地抓住神信实的话语。
As children cared for by God, we should cling, hold fast to the precious word of God.
我们需要起来征战，去得这些未得之地啊。
We should rise up and to possess those unpossessed land.
想做蒙神眷顾的儿女，不仅仅是要起来征战。
As children cared for by God, not only should we rise up and fight.
我们都有心愿起来征战，得着神丰富的应许。
We all have this will that to rise up and possess the abundant promise by God.
很多的时候，我们的挑战或者难处。是在于我们能不能够持久地住在主里。
Many times our challenge is lies in that whether or not we can abide in the Lord continually.
我们能不能够持守神的应许之地，能够更多地活出基督丰盛的生命
？If we can hold fast to the promised land and to live out the abundant life of Christ.
生命记11:16-17，这是我们刚刚读过的。
We've just read Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16 to 17.
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。耶和华的怒气向你们发作，就使天闭塞，不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。
Beware that your hearts are not easily deceived, and that you do not turn away and serve other gods and worship them. Otherwise, the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you, and he will shut up the heaven so that there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its produce, and then you will quickly perish from the good land which the Lord is giving you.
所以 神的话语在这里清清楚楚地告诉我们，我们要持守神的产业，保守自己在基督丰盛的生命中。
So the word of God is clearly telling us that we should hold fast to the inheritance of God and to keep us in this abundant life of Christ.
那个关键是要走在神的正路之上。
The key is to walk on the right path.
那么我们怎么知道我们是在神的正路之上呢？
How do we know that we are walking on the right path?
我们常常有一些错误的观念。
Oftentimes we have some wrong notions.
比如说我们凭着环境的顺利与否来判断我们是不是在正路之上。
For example, we may judge that if we are on the right path or not by our circumstances.
当环境顺利的时候，我们就觉得我们一定是走在神的正路之上。
When everything goes well, we may think that we are surely on the right path.
那环境一艰难的呢，我们就想，也许是不是我们已经偏离了正路，神来管教我们了。
When we encounter difficulties, we may think that we may have gone astray and God is chastening us.
不错，有的时候我们落在难处之中，是因为我们偏行己路，
yes,
落在管教里面。
Sometimes when we are in difficulties, that's the result of our going astray.
但是有的时候神也让我们允许一些难处临到我们。
But sometimes God allows some difficulties to befall us.
因为他要来炼净我们，要让我们能够更深、更多的来经历主、认识主。
Because He wants to purify us so that we can experience Him more.
而在很多的时候，平顺的环境反而是让我们远离神、偏离正路。
In fact, the small circumstances may easily drive us away from God.
我们看以色列人的历史，一次一次的证明，神的百姓偏离、远离神、偏离正路，基本上都是从难处过去，在环境平顺的时候开始的。
Looking at the history of the Israelites, they time and time again that when they have gone astray from God, they so the history of the Israelites testified over and over again that when after their difficulties have passed, they have gone astray.
所以我们实在是需要警醒，为着我们所处的每一个环境祷告，寻求神的旨意为何。
So we should be beware that in every circumstances we should pray and seek for the will of God.
那还有一个观念，我们是凭着我们自己里面的所谓的属灵的光景的高低来判断我们是不是走在正路之上。
Another wrong notion that we often judge that whether we are walking on the right path or not by our spiritual conditions.
当我们感觉我们里面属灵光景刚强的时候，我们就觉得我们一定是走在神的正路之上。
When we think we are, when we feel that we are strong spiritually, we think maybe we're walking on the right path.
那什么时候我们觉得我们里面属灵的生命软弱了呢？我们就觉得我们已经偏离了正路。
Whenever we feel that our spiritual lives are weak, we thought maybe we have gone astray.
对于我们属灵的光景，一方面我们要知道我们的感觉常常是不准确的，靠不住的。
As for our spiritual life, we have to know that oftentimes our feelings are unreliable.
因为主耶稣说，人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了。
Because the Lord Jesus said, "Woe to you when all the people speak well of you."
那如果我们自己都连我们自己都觉得自我感觉良好的时候，那恐怕我们连我们离跌倒就已经不远了。
So if you feel good about yourself, you're not too far from falling.
然后另外一方面，属灵生命的成长不是一条直线。
On the other hand, the growth of the spiritual life is not a straight line.
属灵生命的成长总是有高高低低。
There are up and downs.
就像神的应许之地是有低谷，有山有谷。
Just like the promised land, there were hills and valleys.
人人都喜欢高山，没有人喜欢低谷。
Everyone likes the hills, nobody likes the valleys.
但是神却允许他的应许之地迦南美地是有低谷的。
But there were valleys in his promised land.
因为神知道，因为低谷可以成为流泪谷。
Because God knows that the valley can become the valley of Baca.
而流泪谷可以成为泉源之地。
But the Baca can become a spring.
人生的低谷可以成为我们属灵生命的转折点。
The valley of our life can become a turning point of our life.
迦南地每年的四月到九月是旱季。
From April to September in Canaan, it was the dry season.
有将近半年的时间是没有什么降雨的。
There was almost no rain in those half year.
在如此长的干旱的时间里，果树要生长结实，树木要继续的繁盛。
During those long the dry season, in order for the trees to flourish.
神的百姓要继续持守在神的产业上生活。
And the children of God need to live on this inheritance from God.
那个水源是从哪里来呢？
Where did the water come from?
原来在夏季啊，地中海沿岸海上的那个暖湿气流。
Actually, in summer, the warm air currents from the Mediterranean Sea.
这暖湿气流每天的傍晚的时候就会起东风。
And every evening, the east wind will blow.
然后会吹到迦南地的高山之上。
It will blow the air currents to the mountain in the land of Canaan.
当夜晚气温下降之后，这些暖湿气流就沿着高山沉降下来，在山谷里成为水汽、水雾。
After the temperature drops in the evening, the air currents will condense into mist and accumulate in the valley.
然后到了第二天的早晨，气流逆转。
And the next morning, the wind will turn.
就起了西风，西风就把山谷中沉积的水雾就吹到了迦南地的各处。
The west wind started to blow, and it will blow the mist in the valley, and then become the dew from the heaven. And blow into the land of Canaan.
对，这天上的甘露就成为生命的供应。
The dew from heaven is what become the provision of life.
所以以色列人他们很能够明白什么叫做流泪谷成为泉源之地。
So the Israelites truly understood that what that means by Valley of Baca become the spring.
因为这实在是他们亲眼所见。
Because this is what they have seen.
我们蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们持守在神所赐的产业之上，就一定会经历流泪谷。
As children cared for by God, we hold fast to the inheritance of God. We will surely experience the valley of Baca.
什么是我们的流泪谷？
What is our valley of Baca?
也许是侍奉中我们的意见不被尊重。
It might be that our suggestions are not honored.
也许是弟兄姊妹的误解和得罪，或者甚至是得罪。
Or we may be misunderstood or wronged by our brothers and sisters.
也许是对属灵的方向看不清楚，属灵的光景的下沉。
Or we cannot see clearly the direction, our spiritual directions, and feel downcast.
也许是在工作中、生活里面。被人轻看，特别是对被自己所最亲近的人轻看。
Or we might be looked down upon in our lives, especially by those who are intimate to us.
这些都可以成为我们属灵生命的真实的经历。
These are all our true spiritual experiences.
而这些流泪谷的经历能不能够成为泉源之地？就取决于我们能不能够舍己。
And whether this valley of Baca can become a spring or not depends on whether or not we are willing to deny ourselves.
所以让我们能够持守在神的震怒之上，不是环境如何。
The reason why that we can hold fast to the right path is not based on our circumstances.
也不是我们里面的感觉。
Or our feelings.
让我们能够持守在神的震怒之上的，乃是我们愿不愿意舍己啊。
It is whether or not we are willing to deny ourselves.
在约翰福音十二章二十五节，主耶稣说。
John chapter 12 verse 25, our Lord Jesus said,
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们要持守在神所赐的产业上，活出神儿子丰盛的生命。
As children of God, and we should hold fast to the inheritance of God and live out the abundant life of the Son of God.
我们要走在神所命定的正路之上。
And to walk on this right path appointed by God.
就是耶稣基督生命的窄路，是一条舍己的十字架的道路。
That is a narrow path of the life of Jesus Christ. It's a way of denying yourself and a way of cross.
要得着神儿子丰盛的生命。我们就要舍弃老我的那个属肉体的生命。
In order to live out the abundant life of Son of God, we should forsake this old life.
我们舍弃属肉体的生命越多，我们得着神儿子的生命就越丰盛。
The more we deny this old life, the more we can live out this abundant life, spiritual life.
也许我们现在正在一个难处的里面。
We may in the difficulties, in some difficulties right now.
也许我们里面的属灵的感觉十分的下沉。
Spiritually, we may feel downcast.
但是不要让这些难处，让这些属灵下沉的感觉，成为我们蒙神祝福、活出神儿子丰盛生命的拦阻。
But do not let those downcast feelings hinder us from living out the abundant life of the Son of God.
若是我们愿意放下自己，
If we're willing to deny ourselves,
放下我们自己的眼界，放下我们自己的感觉，我们的想法，
And lay aside our feelings and our opinions,
存心谦卑，专心仰赖主，
And wholeheartedly to be humbly and look to the Lord.
神能叫流泪谷成为泉源之地啊。
God will make the valley of Baca into the spring.
神要赐给我们秋雨春雨之福啊。
God will give us the blessings of the early and latter rain.
在2025年新的一年开始了。
The 2025 has begun.
我们展望这一年，我们需要问我们自己。
Look to this new year, we should ask ourselves.
在我的生命中有哪些未得之地，我们是需要去征战去得着的？
Are there any unpossessed land in our lives that we should go in to possess?
有哪一些产业是我们已经得着了，但是我们需要去更多、更好的持守经营的？
Are there any inheritance that we have already possessed, but we should hold fast on more?
我们是实在是蒙神眷顾的儿女。
We are indeed the children cared for by God.
我们要把我们的眼目定睛于主。
We should fix our eyes on the Lord.
遵行神的话语，甘心舍己跟从主。
And keep His commandments and willingly deny ourselves to follow Him.
好叫基督耶稣丰盛的生命越来越多的真实的显明在我们的身上。
So that the abundant life of Jesus Christ can be manifested through us more and more.
但愿在这新的一年，我们这些蒙神眷顾的儿女，我们能够更多的真实的活在主丰盛的生命里面。
In this new year, may the children cared for by God, we will truly live in this abundant life.
神的眼目要从岁首到年终。时时的看顾我们。
The eyes of God will be on always on us from the beginning and to the very end of the year.
我们一起仰望主。
We'll look to the Lord.
主，我们感谢你，我们实在是蒙你眷顾的儿女。
Lord, thank you. We are truly the children cared for by you.
我们是何等蒙福的儿女。
How blessed we are.
因为你用你的信实、你的智慧、啊、你的生命，才引导我们走地上的一生。
You guide us on the earth by your faithfulness and your wisdom.
我们在你的手中是何等的稳妥。
How assured we are in your hands.
愿你的儿女在你的面前向着你有颗诚实仰望你。
May we look,
跟从你的心。
May you keep the hearts of following you and look to you.
好像你的眼目时时的眷顾我们，让我们能够跟从你走这荣耀的一生。
So that your eye is always always on us, so that we can follow you in our lifetime.
神儿子荣耀的生命在你的儿女们中间能够有真实的彰显。
So the glorious life of the Son of God may be manifested through your children.
让我们做你蒙福的儿女。
So that we can be the blessed children of yours.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.